USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has put forward a nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 stimulus bill. Senate Democrat Bob Casey was on Fox News.
No matter where you live, you have these high case numbers and high death numbers. Over 400, we're about 414, 15,000 people who are dead and about 25 million cases.
Because congressional action could take a while, President Biden has pushed ahead the relief with two executive orders, and one of them includes expanding food assistance. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has a warning about COVID-19.
When you tire before the enemy tires, you know what happens? The enemy wins. We don't have the luxury of fatigue.
He explained that the vaccine is safe, and he urged New Yorkers to take it as soon as it's available. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
A group of three dozen House Democrats have signed a letter asking President Joe Biden to commute the death sentences of all federal death row inmates and work to dismantle the form of punishment at the federal level. The plea comes on the heels of 13 executions carried out by the Trump administration since July. They're calling on Biden, who's voiced his opposition to the death penalty, to emphasize rehabilitation for offenders in his Justice Department. There are now 50 people on the federal death row, including a man whose death sentence was overturned on Tuesday in a ruling that could be appealed by the U.S. Justice Department. The plea to Biden comes weeks after Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin introduced a bill to abolish the death penalty at the federal level. Legendary talk show host Larry King has passed away due to complications of COVID-19. Larry King was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of thousands of people protested across Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's poisoning and arrest. The demonstrations spread out from the eastern regions of Russia across the nation, including thousands gathered in central Moscow to protest the Kremlin. Riot police detained hundreds of people. Navalny was detained in Moscow after recovering from a poisoning from a military-grade nerve agent in Siberia in August that left him in a coma. Tributes continue to pour in for Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Al Downing pitched in 405 games over 17 seasons, but it was one pitch he threw to Aaron on April 8, 1974 that's part of baseball history.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time. And it's Henry Aaron.
The radio call from Milo Hamilton. Downing telling MLB Network yesterday, he and Aaron talked about the home run the next day.
And he said to me, he says, you know, Al, he says, you're a very good pitcher. You've had a good career. Don't feel bad about this. He says, heck, I was going to hit that home run against somebody, you know.
Barry Bonds eventually passed Aaron to become the home run king, but some still view Hammer and Hank as the true king because of Bonds' ties to the steroid scandal. But Downing says Aaron's true legacy was his grace and dignity. Hank Aaron was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.